And back to the presidential campaign for a close. After losing in Iowa last week, Senator Clinton sent out a mailing in New Hampshire questioning Barack Obama's record on abortion rights. And that got our resident humorist Brian Unger wondering, is the Clinton campaign going negative? Here's the Unger Report.
The Unger Report's campaign think tank, or IRCT, has not been consulted by the Clinton campaign, but has produced a series of negative ads, free of charge to Ms. Clinton, if she indeed chooses to go negative. Here's the first one. Barack Obama won the Iowa caucus, capturing 38% of the vote. And then he said this.
Give it up for Michelle Obama.
Do we want a president who says, give it up? And worse, appears to be in love with his spouse? Hillary Clinton has never given up on anything, especially this guy.
You know, I love her very much, and I think she'd be a great president.
Hillary and Bill Clinton, twice as much president than Barack Obama. Another negative attack ad available to Ms. Clinton, if she so chooses to run it. Again, these are free. She can download these on iTunes. Barack Obama won the Iowa caucus, capturing 38% of the vote. And then he said this.
You'll look back and you'll say that this was the moment. This was the place where America remembered what it means to hope.
Can America afford a president who's living in the future? Don't we need hope this year? Hillary Clinton practically invented hope. She even married a guy from hope. Hillary Clinton, she's not the future. She's hope, here and now. If Ms. Clinton decides to go negative, this ad could also help her in New Hampshire. Barack Obama won the Iowa caucus, capturing 38% of the vote. And then he said this.
I'll be a president who harnesses the ingenuity of farmers and scientists and entrepreneurs to free this nation from the tyranny of oil once and for all.
Without oil, what will America mix with vinegar? And what about teachers, firemen, and baristas? Don't they deserve to have their ingenuity unharnessed too? We need a president who wants America to enjoy salad with both vinegar and oil and believes everyone's a genius. Hillary Clinton, a president who believes everyone, not just farmers and scientists, deserves a delicious salad.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message. Not...
And that is today's Unger Report. Negative ads from IRCT are available to all candidates upon request. I'm Brian Unger.
Today is a production of NPR News with contributions from Brian Unger and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.